And what about the spirit? See, in philosophical discourse, the spirit is often linked to concepts of consciousness, self-awareness, and transcendence. It's that aspect of ourselves that seeks meaning and understanding in a chaotic world.
Good day, beloveds. How do you do? Welcome to Talks from the Heart with Mandy, brought to you by Agatha Wellness Coaching, a place where being begins at root. I am Mandy, a spirituality teacher and transformational relationship coach, as well as founder of Agatha Wellness Coaching, and I'll be journeying with you talking heart to heart.
Welcome once again, beloved, to my house, Mandy, still journeying with you, talking heart to heart. In our last episode, we continued our exploration of the whole human, the multidimensional nature of our humanity, with a special focus on the psyche. Today's episode concludes our exploration of our multifaceted nature with a special focus on the spirit. I will try to be as brief as we possibly can so that we can move to relational wellness, right? So today's episode will be as brief as I possibly can make it. But yeah, today we are embarking on a journey to unravel the enigmatic concept of the spirit, a multidimensional facet of our existence that intertwines both body and psyche. My beloved, I advise you to grab your favorite beverage, sit comfortably, and join me as we delve into the realms of spirituality, psychology, and philosophy to uncover the mysteries of the spirit. To kick things off, let's ponder the concept of the spirit. In a modern world, we find ourselves consumed by the material, the tangible. Yet beneath the surface lies a realm of existence that transcends the physical realm, and that is the realm of the spirit, the realm of the spirit. But what exactly is the spirit, and how does it manifest within us? What exactly is the spirit? Is it merely an abstract notion, or does it possess tangible qualities that affect and influence our lives? More often than not, we have seen the spirit and the psyche being modeled one for the other. But the truth is that these are two distinct aspects of our multidimensional nature. See, throughout history, various disciplines have attempted to unravel the complexities of our human existence, often through the lenses of psychology, philosophy, and spirituality. But what exactly is the spirit, and how does it differ from the psyche? Now, what is the spirit, and how does it differ from the psyche? Let's start by examining from the perspective of psychology. See, in the realm of psychology, the psyche is often described as the totality of our human mind, encompassing thoughts, emotions, behaviors, and the subconscious. It's the seat of our consciousness, the intricate web of neural connections that dictate our experiences and perceptions of the world around us. But what about the spirit? What about the spirit? From a psychological standpoint, the spirit can be seen as the deeper essence of an individual, the aspect of ourselves that transcends the material world, connecting us to something greater than ourselves. It is the source of our deepest values, beliefs, and sense of purpose. Now, let's turn to philosophy. Philosophers have long grappled with questions of existence, identity, and the nature of reality. When it comes to the spirit and the psyche, philosophers often delve into the metaphysical realm, pondering the very essence of what it means to be human. In philosophy, the psyche is often associated with the mind-body duality, the interplay between our physical selves and our conscious experiences. Thinkers like Descartes famously pondered the relationship between the material body and the immaterial. And what about the spirit? See, in philosophical discourse, the spirit is often linked to concepts of consciousness, self-awareness, and transcendence. It's that aspect of ourselves that seeks meaning and understanding in a chaotic world. Now, without trying to be religious or anything, if you've heard the episode of our first exploration of our humanity's multidimensional nature, the whole human explored, you would have heard what I said of the Spirit, what and who the Spirit is. You would have heard me speak of the Spirit. And like I've said before, very often we've seen some experts and people in general confuse the soul or psyche of a person with the spirit of a person. Well, these two are two different things. The soul is different from the spirit, and there is a clear distinction between the two. Although in many traditions and even in religious spheres, these two have been kind of muddled one for the other. So, yep, we know that these are two distinct aspects of our lives. Now, I want you to listen to a snippet from the whole Human Explored episode, and it will give you an idea of what the spirit is, right? So I am going to let it play and you listen to it, and then we'll get back. Now, before I state the difference between the spirit and the soul, it is important to establish that all things are from and are created by the spirit. All things are from and are created by the Spirit in its purest and highest form. Both the animate and inanimate were created by the Spirit and have the essence thereof. The varied and evolved manifestations of the pure Spirit is what brings about distinction between itself and its various manifestations. Again, I repeat, the varied and evolved manifestations of the pure spirit is what brings about distinction between itself and the various manifestations. The spirit is that part of us that is most attached to source. It is source. It is the fragment of source that chose to manifest itself in various ways. It manifests itself in various ways for personal expression and practical experience. It is the God aspect, the life-giving, creative, and expressive aspect of our beings, present in all things throughout creation. You look at the mineral kingdom, it was created by spirit. The plant kingdom, created by spirit. Animal kingdom, created by spirit. Then us, created by spirit. Now, as spirit expands itself through creation, it reaches that place of evolution where it needs to express and experience itself in a manner that accords it personal expression and practical experience of its intelligence. Throughout creation, none of the creations of the spirit are exercising the superior intelligence of the spirit, except humans. So the spirit seeking an outlet where its superior intelligence is lived out, expressed, and practiced. It creates the soul, the psyche, the human aspect that is sort of a container that holds this beautiful, intelligent God aspect of our being and inhabiting a physical body to help this God aspect go on and live out its intelligence, its expressions of its intelligence practically in this physical body. Again, the spirit is the God aspect of the human. It is a fragment of God that is in each and every one of us and in everything throughout creation. The spirit is that part of creation that is most attached to the divine, that is most attached to the creator, the source. It is our divine nature. It is the divine nature of all creation. It is the God particle. And the soul and the body are parts of us that are birthed and animated by the spirit, the pure and highest state of our beings. See, all things are spirit, for they are created by spirit for spirit, right? Spirit is immaterial in form. It exists in very, very subtle spaces. Again, it is immaterial in form. And in the less subtle, less pure state, spirit manifests itself as the soul and mind aspects of a being. These two are immaterial as well. And in the most dense realms, the spirit manifests itself and its desires of expression and practical experience in physical form, that is the body. Now, one can think of your being as a temple. One can think of your being as a temple, where the physical body is the outer courts of the temple. The soul mind space is the inner courts of the temple. And now the spirit space being the innermost place, the holy of holies within the temple, where God resides, where the God aspect of our being resides. That is the holy of holies. In this place, the God aspect of us resides in union with this creation it created, as well as the Holy Spirit of God, right? So the God aspect will not abandon itself. The God aspect of us will not abandon source. That's why we have the link, that is the Holy Spirit, between the God fragment that exists in humans and God, the source. So this God aspect of us living in this temple and the holy of holies of this physical temple, again, exists and resides in this place in union with the Holy Spirit. Once we have agreed on the indwelling of the Spirit of God, of the living God, and this is despite the spiritual path we choose to follow. Now, that was a snippet of the whole Human Explored, where we explored the multidimensional nature of our beings. Now, as we explore peeling back the layers through the lens of psychology, from Freud to Jung, psychologists have long grappled with the concept of the spirit, often framing it in the context of the subconscious mind. Jung in particular delved into the collective unconscious, suggesting that the spirit encompasses not only our individual experiences, but also the archetypal symbols and patterns that shape our psyche. And moving beyond psychology, philosophy offers us a profound exploration of the spirit. Thinkers like Plato and Aristotle contemplated the nature of the soul, positing theories of immortality and interconnectedness of all living things. See, existentialists such as Camus and Sartre challenged conventional notions of the spirit, urging us to confront the inherent absurdity of existence and find meaning in the face of uncertainty. See, this spirit is one complex facet of our being, multidimensional in its nature. And I find that the most profound insights into the spirit come from spirituality and ancient teachings. Across cultures and civilizations, spiritual traditions have revered the spirit as the eternal essence of life itself, whether it's the concept of the Atman in Hinduism, the Tao in Taoism, or the Holy Spirit in Christianity. These traditions offer us a glimpse into the divine spark that resides in each and every one of us. I want you to always remember that the spirit aspect of our beings, like the psyche, is intangible and multidimensional. But unlike the psyche, the spirit is not limited to the physical being it inhabits. It is that which connects us to the greater whole to which we belong. In contemplating the multidimensionality of the spirit, we must also consider its interplay with the psyche. The psyche, often referred to as the soul or mind, serves as the vessel through which the spirit expresses itself. It is the seat of our emotions, thoughts, and memories, providing a canvas for the intricate dance of consciousness. Yet the relationship between the psyche and spirit is not always harmonious. At times, they may clash, leading to inner turmoil and existential angst. It is in these moments of conflict that we are compelled to confront the deepest recesses of our beings, forging a path towards self-discovery and enlightenment. As we navigate the labyrinth of the human spirit and the complexities of our modern world, let us not forget the profound implications of our inquiry. For in unraveling the mysteries of our existence, we gain insight into the very essence of what it means to be human. It is essential to reconnect with the multidimensional aspects of our being. By integrating insights from psychology, philosophy, spirituality, and ancient teachings, we can embark on a journey of self-discovery and transformation. Let us embrace the infinite potential of our spirit and awaken to the interconnectedness of all existence. Now, our next episode will be on spiritual and psychological wellness in relationships. We will start our journey on relational wellness, and I hope you're looking forward to this. We will be starting our journey to relational wellness, and I'm hoping that as we embark on this journey, talking heart to heart, you will continue to journey with me. Now, remember, this podcast show is available to you on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, YouTube, and of course our website at www.agapawellness-center.com. Like, subscribe, and share, and tune in again for more. You can also reach out to us through social media. We're available to you on Instagram as at Agapa Wellness Coaching and on Twitter as Agapa Wellness CC. Thank you for joining me on this enlightening journey through the realms as we explored our humanity's multidimensional nature through varied lenses. It sure has been a wonderful time spent here with you, but it is time for me to love you and leave you. Until next time, remember to nurture your spirit and embrace the depths of your humanity. This is your host, Mandy, signing out. Shalom. We'll be right back.